This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along as we talk about Kiwanis. This club has been around for more than a century across the nation, across the globe, but it's in Danville just since the beginning of this year. Now, you may have heard of the clubs before in Danville, and that is the case, but it went under about a decade or so ago, and now it's being started up again and brought back to the Montour County region. We're joined by the organizer of all that today. Krunal Thakur is our guest on the program, and he'll be talking about the Kiwanis Club of Danville, how they came about, and how you can get involved. Thanks for joining us on the program, Krunal.
Thank you for having me here today.
Let's begin with just a look at what Kiwanis is. We'll talk a bit about this more in our interview, but there was a club in Danville up until maybe a decade ago, but you're getting this going again. Just for folks not familiar with it at all, just give us a brief look at what Kiwanis is.
Absolutely. Kiwanis started in 1914. A group of businessmen met in Detroit and decided that the future of our country and the future of our world is the children. So Kiwanis is a service-based organization focusing primarily on children.
And I'm assuming in 1914, probably the whole picture of how children were looked at was different. I mean, this is before, you know, child labor laws and everything else. So that probably was even a bigger deal when that started.
Absolutely. And, you know, back then the priorities were a lot different than today. You know, we take a lot of things for granted today, vaccines. And, you know, back then a lot of children were deprived from the very basic vaccines and medicines that were needed to survive, you know, and Kiwanis played a key part in providing just some of the basic needs for, you know, education, books, you know, medicine, medical care, so on and so forth.
Do you have any idea of the history of that previous Kiwanis Club in Danville?
To be honest, I don't know too much about the previous club. I've met a member or two. And I do know that they closed up around a little over 10 years ago. And what happened is a lot of the folks just aged out and they couldn't keep up with the club anymore. And, you know, here we are, fast forward to 2023, and several members from other regional Kiwanis clubs got together, formed a committee to get a club started in Danville, you know, and that includes recruiting and, you know, holding the initial meetings and, you know, doing all the legwork and the planning to get a club started. And they've provided us with a lot of support, and they still do. As far as the previous club goes in Danville, I do know that they were around for a while. I just don't know how long.
Does the general person associate Kiwanis with helping children, or is the over a century later after the founding? Are people not as aware of that today?
So it is primarily a children focused service organization. If you are familiar with key clubs in high school or Circle K in colleges. Danville High School has a key club, in fact, and we are planning on meeting with the advisor of the key club here in the coming days so that we can work together and, you know, come up with some ideas as to how, you know, we can be of support to the key club and, you know, how we can come up with some service projects. Key Club is basically an organization, you know, kind of stemming from Kiwanis International. And Kiwanis, by the way, is an international organization. Anyway, the Key Club is an organization or club in high schools across the country where students are able to learn. It's not about selfishness, but selflessness and giving back to the community and learning leadership skills through community service.
And before we go any further, Kiwanis itself, some organizations, you hear the name of them, you kind of get an idea of what they do, but Kiwanis, what is that? What does that actually mean?
So the word Kiwanis comes from a Native American word, which means we trade. And when we say we trade, what it is, you know, we give back. You know, we give back to the communities, we give back to, you know, local organizations. I'll give you an example. You know, we're going to be partnering here soon with the Gatehouse Transitional Housing and Care Center based in Danville, who serve this area's homeless population. And basically, our plans are to partner with them and come up with some fundraising ideas. So, you know, we'll be sharing resources, we'll be sharing ideas, and that's what the Kiwanis is all about.
Certainly, the Gatehouse doesn't just deal with kids, but there are certainly a lot of kids involved over the course of the...
Absolutely. And the Kiwanis is primarily focused on kids and children. However, you know, we also include vulnerable adults. It's about community.
And for folks who didn't catch our program with the Gatehouse many months ago, you were a guest on that program as well, as you are a part of that organization. So if people do recognize the name, that's why.
Absolutely. And I've dedicated my life to service. And any opportunity I get to serve our community, I tend to you know, gravitate towards that. And I really enjoy the Kiwanis. I could tell you how I got involved when we had some of the recruiting committee members come down to the Gatehouse, as Kiwanis also offers a corporate membership. They wanted to come down and explain to us what a corporate membership means. My coworkers and I sat with some of the committee members, and it was you know, it was an instant thing for us. We said, "Yep, absolutely, we'll join." And I went home that night and I thought, you know what? Let me look up what Kiwanis is, and, you know, I do some background look up the history of the organization, and I loved what I saw, and I felt that, you know what, if this happens here in Danville, I think I could do more. And so in the initial meetings, when we were coming up with you know, an executive committee and a board and all those fun things, I volunteered to be the president. I felt that I can get this thing going and that I can help get this established. And here we are in fall of 2023. Our charter ceremony took place towards the end of April of this year. However, the planning started well before that, around September of last year, 2022.
How do you gather people that would be interested?
First and foremost, I have to say that when it comes to Danville Kiwanis, we have an excellent group of people, very motivated, very energetic, and they really want to make a difference in this community. And with that said, our members have been very aggressive and energetic in recruiting new members. We've been using social media, we've been using or have been involved in local events such as the Danville Heritage, which took place a few weekends ago, where we set up a tent out on Mill Street, and you know, we had games for kids. We were giving away free children's books. We were also selling pretzels and cookies and goodies, and also we had a lot of literature on what Kiwanis is. And that day we were also able to have a little game where, you know, we were giving away one free membership for the year. So through events, social media, and just word of mouth, really, you know. And prior to that event, we had another event at the local winery here in Danville, where our folks, our Danville Kiwanis members, were able to recruit another five members. So we're currently at 26 members. You know, we've grown significantly over the past year, And I'm very proud of all the work that we're doing and our team is doing.
A lot of those people, you know, kind of come from, I've never heard of this, but it's a good idea, or they were familiar with it, or you know, what was their background?
Being that there is a key club here in Danville School District, many of our members were aware of, you know, what the Kiwanis is about. And for those who were not aware, as I mentioned, we do have a lot of literature. We have a Facebook page set up, Kiwanis Club of Danville, PA, where you can find more information. But also, you know, you can speak with any one of us members, and we'd be more than happy to explain what the Kiwanis is about. And we are able to do that through our events that we have. You know, fundraising is a big part of what we do, especially being a new club, but our primary focus will be on service. And we have many ideas as far as service goes, one of them being, you know, not only a partnership with the Gatehouse, but also Ronald McDonald House. We're going to be cooking for the folks there. We have plans to do something for the kids there. We have some fundraising ideas as far as having some sort of a raffle or even a night at the races. So if anyone has any ideas or would like to join or just have suggestions, you know, please feel free to reach out to us. We're always looking for new ideas.
I was going to say this, obviously one example of increasing awareness. Hopefully someone listening will express some more interest to you. What kind of commitment is it? How much time are they going to require of me?
Let's start with this. We meet on the last Monday of every month at the Moose Club of Danville. The Moose has been gracious enough to provide a space to meet on a monthly basis and also hold some of our fundraisers. You know, our charter ceremony was at the Moose, and they've been great partners. As far as time commitment goes, it all depends on you and what you have to offer. You know, we'll work with you. Some can give a lot, some can give little, but every bit counts. Obviously, when you are a board member or an executive member, time commitment may be a little more because we have to do a lot of planning and a lot of recruiting and things like that. However, we just need ideas. We need fresh ideas. We need new blood. And, you know, we are, you know, if you just came to that one meeting on the last Monday of every month, or if you came to all the meetings, including event planning meetings, or if you joined one of our committees, we have a fundraising committee, for example, you know, and helped out with that. You know, anything you can do, anything anyone can do means a lot.
A lot of times those kind of get together, brainstorm things, bring things out. You might not know we're in there, but you kind of get going with everybody else.
We've had folks come down to, you know, one of our meetings and say, you know what, this is a great organization. You know, I don't really have a lot of time to commit to this. However, I do have some ideas based on past experiences or, you know, things I've done before that might work for you as well. And we're forever grateful for that.
If folks are interested, where should I send them for more information? Call you, our website, is there something that they can kind of start with?
As I mentioned, we are on Facebook, Kiwanis Club of Danville, PA. You can send us a message via Facebook, or you can email me at kthakore@gatehousepa.org, and I'd be more than happy to you know, assist you and you know, get you involved. We would love to hear from you. Hopefully, this organization can be one of the leading service organizations in this community.
And that concludes today's WPGM Community Forum with Grinnell Takor of the Kiwanis Club, the new Danville Kiwanis Club that just got officially started earlier this year. They're building on that and looking for more members and more ideas. Thanks for joining us on the program, Grinnell. And we thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.